The book Hebrews, part 248. I'm Professor Hannes Redelhuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture, which is a supernatural revelation, which is available, where in the news or Google News, there are some notifications that the government in South Africa is going to act upon anybody that prays Israel or its government or believe that they are part of a plan that Yahweh's got for the earth. So I've done my doctoral degree ages before there was anything else, ages, but 10, 15 years ago, and more than that. And now there are all types of rumors, so I don't care. Get this book before it's banned, which is also a sign that you are living in the end time. Israel's rapture. One third of the nation of Israel, the remnant of Israel, will be saved in the great tribulation, with all the relevant scriptures to follow and to study. Pray for this ministry. We know that we are doing the right thing, walking in faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. I'm Professor Hannes Rie. I said it. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 0722 367 124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel and able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. And also the TikTok messages, which is daily. Please send this link to your friends and family, to everyone that you care. Make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, we are still busy with the side scripture or confirmation scripture. Still busy with Hebrews 12 verse 16. Let there be any fornicator or profound person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. I am not prepared to sell my birthright, which Yahweh has revealed to me many years before, that there is a rapture for one third of Israel in the great tribulation, which is called the Harpachu in Greek. 7 years and 105 days after the bride has been taken out, has been parousia in the Greek, whereas we would be changed, 1 Corinthians 15:27 to 58, from mortal to immortality, from an earthly body into a heavenly body, meeting Yahushua in the air. What a message to preach. He's coming back again He's coming back again. He went away, but not to stay. There's a chorus that we sang many years, which is so relevant today. He's coming back again. He went away, but not to stay. He is coming back again. And you know what? Satan knows it. And he will try everything in his utmost best to make you doubt it. Make you not believing it. There's nothing more certain as what death is, so certain is the coming of Yahushua. After 1,230 days, not 60 days, 30 days, 1,230 days, from the day that the final covenant is made, Daniel 9:27, till it's not in the middle of the week, not if you can read what is written in Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12. If you don't have the timeline, send me a WhatsApp. The prof sent me the timeline. I've got it in English as well, and in Afrikaans. I will send it to you. You can have it on your phone. And if I'm wrong, you prove me wrong by scripture. I challenge all the theologians. Nobody, and this has happened for many a years, nobody up till today has challenged me on that which is written. Daniel 9:27, which is the 1 week, 7 years, 2,520 days, and then Yahweh changed the times, shortening the time of false peace, where the peacemaker, the Roman Catholic Pope, will sit in the temple, presenting himself as God in the 1611 King James Bible. Offer offerings unto Israel, on behalf of Israel, unto God, which for us is Elohim. And then after 1,230 days, he will cease the covenant. He will break the covenant 30 days before the time that Daniel 9:27 tells that it is. And it's not my theology. It's as easy as you take the 1 week, the final covenant week, Daniel 9:27, 2,520 days, Daniel 9:27 says in the middle of the week, 1,260 days, 1,260 days, that's the middle of the week. Then Yahweh changes it. He seals it up, telling the angel Michael in Daniel 12:5-9 to seal it up until the end time. People will seek for the truth and the knowledge. They will not find it. But Yahweh Alpha says, I reveal myself unto whom I will. So in the middle of the week, 2,520 days. This time is supposed to be 1,260 days. Because this time of false peace is supposed to be 1,260 days. Then Yahweh changed it. Because from where the covenant is broken, Daniel 12:11, 1,290 days. From where the covenant is going to be broken, the parousia, the coming for the bride of Yahushua, is going to occur. The time that's left, Daniel 12:11, 1,290 days. State is 1,290 days. Deduct it from 2,520 days, and you've got this period. Not 1,260 days. 1,230 days plus this part, Daniel 12:11, 1,290 days, 2,520 days. So from the breaking of the covenant, from the covenant which will be made, to where it's going to be broken, 30 days before the time. The balance of the time of the great tribulation will be 1,290 days, Daniel 12:11, plus Daniel 12:12, 1,335 days. 2,615 days. So what happens now? You have 7 years and 105 days of great tribulation, which 105 days will be the time when there will be peace on the earth, when Satan will be bound for, they say, 1,000 years. It's not 1,000 years. 120, it's 105 days, as the Bible says. 1,000 years is like one day, and one day is like 1,000 years with Yahweh. So I just feel, as the Ruach led me, I'll just share this with you. It's so important for the bride to know. He's not coming like a thief in the night for the bride. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, he's coming like a thief in the night. And the next verse says, you brother, who's the brother? It's Apostle Paul's brothers, the bride of Yahushua. You know, he's not coming like a thief in the night. When he's coming for his bride, a bride has a time to get prepared, to get ready, to be dressed, to be prepared. So we know exactly, because we understand the prophecies of Daniel 9:27, Daniel 9, the Daniel 12 verse 11, Daniel 12 verse 12. From the covenant forming, 10 years, 8 months, and 15 days. From the forming of the covenant to the battle of Armageddon, 10 years, 8 months, 15 days. If you want to get the timeline, send me a WhatsApp. You've got my information on the top here. Hallelujah. What a privilege that we don't need to sell our birthright as bride of Yahushua for a piece of meat. We don't need to sell it for population, to be popular. We don't need to sell it to fall in line with certain things that is they want to force on us. And that's why I say, get this book, Israel's Rapture, before they going to ban it. First in South Africa, then they will ban it later in the world. This is all part of a worldwide system, a new age system that is start coming to fulfillment. Prophecies that's coming to fulfillment. The Bible says, when you see these things happen, look up. Where your Redeemer is coming from, Yahushua. And that's why it's so important to allow myself to at least, I'm talking to you, to at least try and study this revelation word. Give it a go. If it doesn't work, you phone me. You say, Prof, you've been preaching a lot of rubbish. At least try. And in that momentum of trying, there's a chance that Yahweh through the Ruach HaKodesh can just open your eyes. And you can say my word, as I did. What have I missed all my life? I just think the world could have been so different if in our generation, I was born in 1953, in our generation, if we had the opportunity to grow up in the revelation word of Yahushua, it would have made things so much different and better for the kingdom of Yahweh. But now again, Father El Elohim, Yahweh El Elohim, our Father, he knows exactly what he has planned for us. Hallelujah. Let us not sell our birthright, which was given to us more than 2,000 years ago through the death, burial, and the resurrection and the ascending of Yahushua into heaven with a message of life, of hope. I'm going to prepare you a place, and when I'm finished, I will come and take you where I am. That's the parousia, the coming of Yahushua forever. Let's keep our minds focused on our Redeemer Yahushua, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.